More and more people are trusting less in and completely turning away from the pharmaceutical industry, and rightly so. These people have proven themselves to be murderers. This is why I think a lot of people are turning to doctors that have completely exited the system and have been out of it for some time. Today we're joined by Dr. Circus, who is exactly that. He practices natural medicine, and some of the information that he has is truly astounding, including things that may help people who've been injured by the injections. And it's information that I certainly haven't heard presented before, so I'm really, really looking forward to bringing it to you, and hopefully this will help a lot of people. But first, a quick word from our good friends at Gold Co., and then we'll be joined by Dr. Circus. The last time the economy looked this bad, the stock market tanked. The economy collapsed and inflation hit record highs. But at the same time, the price of gold shot up 1,300%. It could happen again. Can you afford to miss what could be the biggest gold and silver boom of our generation? Not to mention, precious metals can potentially safeguard your future with tangible assets rather than just digits on your bank manager's screen, which could disappear at the press of a button. Visit the link in the description below or call 855-913-0814. That's 855-913-0814 to protect your retirement savings and get up to $10,000 in free silver. This offer is exclusive to the United States. So if you're in the US, call and protect your wealth today. We're joined today by Dr. Circus. I'm really looking forward to this interview. More and more people are realizing that they cannot trust in Big Pharma, that they can't trust in the systems that are in place and have been in place for a very, very long time. Dr. Circus, in a recent interview, I heard him say the FDA really went too far with these injections, and I absolutely agree. So, Dr. Circus, we are so grateful for your time today. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Before we get into all of these topics that we need to cover today, please, for the sake of the audience and those who haven't heard of you, give us a little bit of a history of how you do what you do now and a bit of your background.
Well, my background is actually psychology. I'm a color psychologist, or in Harvard University, they call it a perceptual psychologist, and I'm a communication psychologist, which means I'm very much into listening. The people who listen the deepest are the smartest people, because you learn through listening. In terms of my medicine, I've created my own medical path, and it's basically stolen from ambulances, emergency rooms, and ICU departments. And to just give you an example, when somebody's having cardiac arrest, and they go through their whole protocol of pharmaceuticals and none of them work, and the patient is dying, a good doctor in a good hospital, which is not too many of them, will inject what to save the person's life? They inject magnesium. So my approach uses things like magnesium, sodium bicarbonate, which is also used in ambulances, emergency rooms, and ICU. And iodine used in hospitals, selenium, we have injectable selenium, and I've written books about all of these things individually. But the model in the mainstream medical world is they only use these natural substances, which they don't like to talk about and they love to reject. They only use them when a person is dying, when they're at death's door, and they're powerful enough to save people, and that's why they use them. When I teach people how to treat cancer, we don't use them waiting for you to die. We start using them every day, morning, noon, and night. These same very powerful substances that are totally safe because they're natural. But at the right dosages, they're medicines and are used that way by really good doctors, which are very hard to find. So these last 15 years, I've been developing this system of medicine. And this year, very interesting, I thought my protocol was ready and finished. 12 years ago, I'm on record being against chlorine dioxide. People, some people, many people know that as MMS, which is magical mineral substance. I was against it until this past January. I got COVID and I was sick as a dog. I wrote an essay called 11 Days in Omicron Hell. My wife panicked the first day and she got me ivermectin and antibiotics and I took lots of things, kept me out of the hospital, but I was sick. And then a famous actor who I didn't know stopped by my house and dropped off a bottle of CDS, which is a purified form of MMS. It's a chlorine dioxide. One day taking it, and the next morning I ran into my wife's bedroom. I jumped up and down and said, "I'm back." So I've recently, about 5 months ago, I published a book called Forbidden Cures that puts this chlorine dioxide at the head of my protocol, very powerful substance. And most of my work is online. I live in in a really super rural, at the end of the world here in Brazil. I'm from New York, been down here for 31 years. And I basically teach people online in video conferencing how to set up. There's two concepts, either an ICU in the home to treat cancer or a spa. It's there. You can look at it either way, but it's the same. So
I'm
that's
just
pretty much my work.
bringing up your website for people to have a look at right now. It's drcircus.com, SIRCUS.com. And you've got multiple resources on here. You've got articles on all of these things that you talk about, protocols, books, courses, consultations. It's so many resources on here for people to have a look at. And I think what I'd be interested to ask you is because there's a lot of debate about what COVID actually is. If for those who are familiar with my work, you would know that, especially in recent times, I interviewed Dr. Anna Mahecha and Karen Kingston. We had this discussion about COVID being a bioweapon and what that actually, what sort of a bioweapon it is. And it is no secret to any of us that there is a war on humanity as we speak. Do you have any idea why chlorine dioxide is working so well against these symptoms?
Well, chlorine dioxide is illegal everywhere in the world except in Bolivia to treat disease. But it's legal everywhere to treat water. And it's legal for campers to use it in the jungles to purify their water. And water professionals know that they use it because it kills viruses, bacteria, and fungus. The first effect, it does the same thing to our bodies, especially the blood. When you drink chlorine dioxide, its first effect is in the blood, specifically the red blood cells. And one of the big promoters in the last 15, 20 years, his name was Jim Humble. He discovered its use as a medicine. He was in the jungles in, I guess, Brazil or Peru, somewhere in the Amazon, searching for gold, and all his men got malaria. And he gave it to them, and in 24 hours, they were all better because it treats the blood. It cleans the blood. It separates, the big problem with COVID vaccines and COVID infection, meaning the spike proteins. Whichever way you get the spike proteins, they're a bioweapon. They've spent billions of dollars, and they're still spending money on gain of function research.
Yes.
So we know where, whatever the mainstream press says and politicians say, we know where it came from. They didn't spend billions of dollars for nothing. And so it's the main effect of the COVID is in the blood, is destroying the walls of the blood vessels. We're finding out now that 100% of people who have been vaccinated are having some heart damage, even if it's subclinical. It's a terrible thing. It was designed to be a terrible thing. And chlorine dioxide comes to the rescue. There's even a book by Dr. Andreas Klauker about no more, I think the title is No More COVID. It's legal in Bolivia because he was there and he gave this chlorine dioxide to the politicians, to the police, to the military. Everybody got better, and so they legalized it.
Wow.
But for the rest of the world, it's just too good to be true. It's just too good. So the FDA would rather you die, or the CDC would rather you die than take chlorine dioxide.
Now, a lot of people may be a little bit put off by the name of chlorine dioxide. They might think that, why would I drink chlorine? Can you explain that, please?
Yes, it's not chlorine. I mean, it's ClO2. Salt is NaCl, but nobody talks about salt being chlorine. Chlorine is a gas, it's Cl2. It's different. The chlorine dioxide does smell a little bit like chlorine, but it's not. It's not like salt is not, it's not.
Right.
But it has, and they use it, the water, 50% of the water systems in America use it because it's much better than chlorine.
Right. So this is something
Much
that
better.
we've already got in our water systems. I presume other countries are the same, because what does it do? Does it purify the water?
It purifies the water, it kills on contact. It's very similar to iodine in a certain way. Iodine also. In high concentrations will kill viruses, bacteria, and fungus. That's why the hospitals use it by the gallon. Couldn't even be in a hospital without iodine. The chlorine dioxide, it actually has two effects. It splits apart into Cl and two atoms, not a molecule, atoms of oxygen. So it attacks, it's like sharks. It's like they go after the chlorine dioxide, the very small molecules, ClO2, and anywhere, including cancer cells, which are acidic, triggers the separation between the Cl and the O2. And so, like in cancer, not only is it cleaning everything, but it's attacking the cancer cells with oxygen. So as I say, I was against it for 12 years, but it's pretty magical. And for the vaccines and the damage, nothing like it,
Can
essentially.
people legally obtain this stuff?
Sure, you can buy, I don't know about in Australia, but in America, in Europe, you can buy it ready-made, or you can buy the two chemicals. One is called sodium chloride. And the other one's hydrochloric acid. You mix them two together, and you have, there's two ways. MMS is you just mix the two chemicals together, put some water in it, and drink it. I never do that. There's another process which is kind of wasn't existed 12 years ago. It's called CDS. You use these same chemicals, you put them in a shot glass, like 5 mL of each one, and you put the shot glass in a mason jar, one of these glass jars with the glass lid, filled with water, but not enough to go over the shot glass. Close it, put it in the refrigerator, and out of the chemical comes gas, and it penetrates the water. So you have pure chlorine dioxide gas dissolved in water. And I went, I just turned 70 in September. And the first week of October, I went to Brasilia, the federal capital, to visit a new friend of mine, a doctor, and her husband's a doctor. And her husband took a blood sample of my blood, put it on a microscope, and then put it on a big video. And then he called everybody in the office together and he said, "Look at this guy's blood. He's just turned 70 and he has the blood profile of a 15-year-old." My blood was beautiful. All the red blood cells separate, round. The roundness also is due to, I take tons of magnesium. Talk about magnesium. When the essay I just sent you, which I published last night about this myocarditis, and it's the second time this year I've published about myocarditis. Heart inflammation, what the treatment is magnesium. Magnesium, I have a book I wrote 12 years ago, no, 14 years ago, called the Magnesium, the Ultimate Heart Medicine. It's an anti-inflammatory, and it just, as I say, you're dying from cardiac arrest and you inject it. To save you in a minute
So this is
for
actually
these
something
problems.
that they do. This is something that they practice, because you mentioned at the start, these are medications that they give to people as they're dying, but they don't talk about giving it to them preventatively.
No, and most hospitals don't even use it when you're dying. Magnesium, no matter how good it is, the people in the world who control the world and the doctors and their arrogance. They don't want a cardiologist. They could have saved millions of lives from cardiac arrest because cardiac arrest and strokes are 100 times more frequent in a magnesium deficient person.
Wow.
But no matter what, they don't want people, they don't want doctors to use it, they don't want to prescribe it.
And
That's the kind of world we live in.
have you found, Dr. Serkis, that it's been helpful for those who've been injected?
There's actually no studies. Nobody is studying magnesium and its use as treatment for vaccine damages. But if you just use the logic, and we know that a lot of the damage is in the heart. Because even if you kill with these vaccines just a few heart cells and there's a little scarring, sooner or later it's a time bomb and it's going to go off, especially in young people. Young people who are, doing exercise and athletics just gets triggered and they just fall over dead. And we know people are falling over dead all over the world who have taken these vaccines.
Yes. Oh,
Criminals.
there's certainly nothing, nothing, no harm that you can do to yourself by taking crucial multivitamins, or not multivitamins, but vitamins. I mean, I regularly use magnesium. I find it really helps with pains and sleep. So there's nothing wrong with taking these things. Well, one of the sponsors of this show offer incredibly high quality magnesium, which you can see from this interview is crucial to your health. We'll be back right after this short break and a word from our sponsors. This broadcast is brought to you by sponsors of the Stu Peters Network by Optimizers. Would you like to dramatically improve the quality of your sleep? Are you irritable or anxious? Do you struggle with insomnia? Experience muscle cramps or twitches? There are dozens of symptoms of magnesium deficiency, so these are just a few of the most common. 4 out of 5 Americans are magnesium deficient, and almost everyone is at suboptimal levels. And that's a big problem, because magnesium is actually involved in more than 600 biochemical reactions in your body. Now, just taking any magnesium supplement won't solve your problem, because most supplements use the cheapest kinds that your body can't actually use or absorb. That's why this broadcast exclusively recommends Magnesium Breakthrough. It's the only full-spectrum magnesium supplement with 7 unique forms of magnesium that your body can actually use and absorb. When you get all 7 critical forms of magnesium, pretty much every function in your body gets upgraded, from your brain to your sleep, pain and inflammation, and, of course, less stress. Visit the link in the description below and enter code MARIA to get 10% off any order and support your body while supporting businesses that keep independent media going and who actually care about your health. So I want to talk to you about the preventative measures that we should be taking to keep ourselves healthy, because we're now, as a world, we're facing, see, we're not only facing an attack from every angle, but we also can't deny the psychological impact that those attacks have on people. See, you know, I talk about this all the time, Dr. Circus. I say, I will never let the tyrants rule my mind. It doesn't matter what they come at us with. I'm not going to let them ruin my day. But it cannot be denied that when you look up in the sky, the weather is being manipulated. When you look at, you know, all the sicknesses that they keep creating in these labs, and the fact that they just want everyone injected with pharmaceuticals all the time, and they're not going to stop. It's clear they're not going to stop this push. It becomes very tiresome on top of crashing the economy, upcoming food shortages. Just this week, news of 3,000 farms in the Netherlands are being shut to comply with EU guidelines. So, I mean, they are creating all of these things right now that are going to lead to malnutrition, energy shortages. We won't be able to warm ourselves. And this means that our bodies, we really need to work on making our bodies stronger to prepare for what is coming, as well as reducing our stress levels. So, I mean, let's talk about these preventative measures that people should be taking.
Well, let's just talk about the climate for a minute, sure, because it's also a big factor in health. You know, these people you're talking about are just liars, and they're really digging their own graves or preparing themselves to go to hell when they die. You know, climate change. In 2009, I spent a year studying the climate, the weather and the climate. After 1 year, I had enough information and security to start publishing about cold climate change. What's happening in reality is not getting warmer, it's getting colder. It's getting, because of the sun is going through a grand solar minimum, so a little bit less radiation, less magnetic protection, more cosmic rays, more clouds. It's getting colder. And they get every, you know, half the, I don't know how many people believe in it anymore, because it's just propaganda. But it goes right into what you're talking about. This winter, starting now, it's winter already. This is, you know, not even December, and it's winter in Canada, United States, northern United States, parts of Europe.
Dr. Circus, in some parts here in Australia, we're supposed to be in summer. We're having 12 degree days, 12 degrees Celsius.
Right. You know, that's because of global warming.
Yes, of course. You know,
global warming makes things colder, right?
Yeah.
This is their...
precisely.
These guys
are... It makes no sense, and they're sick, and you know what? Their lies are so grand that you would have to be a fool to believe them, because they don't even make sense logically. But, I mean, I don't know what your stance is on weather engineering, but here, I mean, the interviews that I've done, there is so much evidence to suggest that they are doing this under the guise of trying to help with climate change. And we've got legislation here in Australia that allows for weather modification. So to think that they wouldn't be doing it, and many projects in the past where they have done it. But we're now in a situation, Dr. Circus, where for the next 6 months, we've been told there's going to be rain. For the next 6 months, this has never happened to us before, as far as I'm aware. And we've got towns that have been completely flooded. They just so happen to be along the rail link that's going to link all of the smart cities together. Surprise, surprise, because they need to rebuild these smart cities and link them all together with this system that they're planning. These are all the towns that are being flooded. So, I mean, again, I don't know what your stance is on all of that, but it does seem highly coincidental. But the reality is, and back to the point of our conversation, we're being fed these lies. We're being told that these are the problems, but all of that means that we have to prepare ourselves and our bodies for what is coming.
So the first thing when it comes to the climate, to keeping warm is essential for health. Death is very cold, life is warm. So infrared mattresses, which I've been involved in for 10 years. And just recently, a few weeks ago, I discovered a company in England that makes battery operated infrared jackets and vests. So you can walk around with one of these clothes battery operated. You could lose your power, could be freezing, and you have these jackets on and you'll stay warm. And if you need to survive that way, you buy some extra batteries. And a lot of people are going to lose their power this winter. A lot of people. You're going into summer, even though it might be a summer without summer in Australia this year, because you're right, it's cold. It shouldn't be cold, and it is. But in the
Freezing.
north, in the north, which is going into winter, it's going to be in Europe, especially Europe, but even the United States. How many millions of people are not going to be able to afford to keep their houses as warm as? So infrared is definitely on my protocol for survival and for health, because as I say, life is warm. A lot of people are tending to be a little cold, and cold hands, cold feet. So, but
I'm just
let's start
drawing
answering
people's,
your.
I just want to draw people's attention to the fact that you have written about this on your website. I've got it up on the screen, and right now you can
Oh,
go to
sure.
the section called Loving Infrared. I found that under the light and heat section. And you're speaking about biomats and things like that. People are welcome to go and have a look at that. But yes, please do go on.
So my protocol, let's talk about maybe the top 10. My protocol is maybe 25 items deep. But it starts out with chlorine dioxide, as and I have an essay called The Tiger Tank of Modern Medicine. Chlorine dioxide is a tiger tank. It works. Then the magnesium, then bicarbonate. And before I go on, you can make at home, you can make the chlorine dioxide at home, very inexpensive. There's a substance that was originally discovered in Australia by a chiropractor who had a farm, and his cows were living like 30, 40% longer than anybody else's cows. Took him years to discover why. The water they were drinking was high in magnesium bicarbonate.
Wow.
Magnesium bicarbonate is in it only exists in water. It doesn't exist. You can't buy a pill or powder or anything like that. But you can make it yourself, and all you need to do is buy magnesium hydroxide, and either having a soda machine for CO2 gas, or just buy bottled water with gas, and you mix the magnesium hydroxide with the carbonated water, shake it up, put it in the refrigerator, 20 minutes later, shake it up again, and it's ready. And it happens to be the best form of magnesium and the best form of bicarbonate. You can take, of course, magnesium separately and baking soda separately, and still get your magnesium bicarbonate, magnesium chloride. Then we go on to iodine. Most people in the world today are iodine deficient. Most people are magnesium deficient. And most people, anybody who's sick, is acidic. So the bicarbonate alkalizes the body, great for cancer. Iodine, every woman who doesn't want to get breast cancer should be painting their breasts once a week with iodine, because the thyroid gland, the breasts, the ovaries, and the prostate gland are tissues that concentrate iodine more than regular cells. Iodine is a fantastic medicine. The Japanese eat a lot of it because they eat a lot of fish and seaweed and things like that. Selenium, golden science. I mean, the best science basically tells us that just taking a little bit of selenium reduces your chance of dying of cancer by 50%. I use a very special form of selenium. It's called lipid selenium. It's selenium bonded to a fat, to a lipid, developed by a genius in the last century. And at the end of his life, he was a surgeon in New York City, and he used to inject this form of selenium as
Wow.
chemo,
And he was
because it's a
successful.
fat. Yeah, it's 1,000 times less toxic than all the other forms, so you can take it in high dosages.
Right.
And selenium, the only reason we can eat tuna fish, which are high in mercury, is because the mercury is bonded to selenium. So it's selenomercury. Selenium is the it is not a chelator. It doesn't take it out of the body. There are other substances for that. But it combines with mercury, and the body gets rid of the mercury easier. And this is the biggest ripoff in the history. Global warming, which is all about carbon dioxide, is really a cover-up, because the problem with coal is not the CO2. The problem with coal plants all over the world is the mercury it puts out into the atmosphere. We have polluted the world, the Arctic, food, water, everything. The air is polluted with mercury, and it's such a bad situation, you will not hear one word about it. CO2, CO2, CO2,
CO2,
Bill
which is
Gates.
actually making our greenery thrive and making our planet healthier, and something that we actually need. CO2 is the gas of life, as one Australian geologist told me. It is actually, we need it. It's good for life on Earth. But the problem with heavy metals and mercury and whatever else is in our foods, in our water, in air that they're spraying on our in our skies or whatever it may be, there are multiple different heavy metals that we're too high in. But what are the effects on the body if you are too high in mercury?
Well, mercury is a neurological, it damages, its main negative effect is attacks the nervous system. There are doctors through the years who have also said that almost all cancer patients are high in mercury, that the center of the problem with the creation of cancer in the body is mercury toxicity. There was a doctor, I don't know, two 25 years ago. I don't even know how to pronounce it, a former mercury, dimethyl mercury, the nastiest form of mercury. She was using it in the laboratory. She had gloves on, the really good gloves, and a little bit of this mercury got on her hand. Went right through the gloves, right into her body, and they tried to save her. And about 3 months later, she died. They did everything they could. And this kind of mercury is found in waste disposal dumps and things like that. It's nasty, and there's the medical profession pretends it's not a problem.
And so, how do people get this out of their body? I've heard of things like charcoal, to get rid of heavy metal toxins. What's the most effective?
No. The first thing is clay, taking edible clay. But even the clay, I mean, it'll clean the body, because it like a sponge, it draws poisons to it. But it's not a chelator. But if you do chelation, there's a substance that was created by Dr. Boyd Haley. And he was my chemistry rock. He used to be the chairman of the Kentucky University Chemistry Department. And he used to do presentations to the military and to FDA. And he finally developed a chelator. And it was so good, the government just crucified him. But it's expensive, but it can be had. It's the best chelator. I
I've
have
heard
an
a lot
essay.
about chelation recently, and apparently it's happening people that have had injection injuries. Can you talk us through what it actually is and why is it so expensive?
I'm not really, I mean, I have some. I should be taking it, and I haven't, but it's a it's a sulfur molecule, and it has a certain shape to it, and it latches on to mercury and doesn't let go like a pit bull. It's not toxic. It's probably expensive because the FDA just crucified Boyd Haley, wanted him to spend millions of dollars doing studies that he didn't have the money for. Chelation is a very tricky thing. There's EDTA, better for lead than for mercury. And then the other ones, DMSA, and I forgot even the names of them. When you start messing with mercury, it's a delicate thing because it's deep in the cells. And you have to pull it out.
Right.
So
What are the
I don't even talk to.
do people ex experience sort of die-off symptoms as it's coming out of their body? I know that a lot of the time when toxins are coming out, there are sort of flu-like symptoms.
Well, if you use some of the old forms of chelation, yes.
Right.
I don't think that's the case with doctor. You people can go to my site and just put in Dr. Boyd, Boyd Haley, and you'll find my essay on it, which is very complete.
I'm just looking for it right now on your website. Here we go. Dr. Boyd Haley's super glutathione molecule. Is that the article I'm looking for?
That's the one. That's the one.
It's right here. Safe and effective chelation and detoxification. So for anyone who's interested, please, again, the website is drcircus.com. And you can just type in Dr. Boyd Haley in the search bar at the top, and you'll be able to find this article. Do go on, Dr. Circus, please.
One of the first things I talk to my patients about is breathing. When I was born 70 years ago, the medical norm for breathing was 8 breaths a minute. You can diagnose yourself by counting how many breaths you take in a minute. The faster you breathe, the sooner you die. When you get up to like 12 breaths a minute, and cancer patients can be 15, 20, 25. The faster you breathe, statistically, the higher the incidence of disease. And the reason for this, which has a lot to do with bicarbonates, like baking soda, sodium bicarbonate, I'll explain in a minute. When you exercise, you create a lot of CO2, you get an excess in the blood, and you got to breathe faster to get rid of it. And by consequence, you get a lot of oxygen. Because CO2 and oxygen are the ultimate yin yang. One goes down, the other goes with it. One goes up, it goes up with it. So exercise is very healthy. CO2 is very healthy. But when you're watching TV, sitting in your computer, eating, sleeping, and not exercising, and you're breathing too fast, you're getting rid of too much CO2. The CO2 goes down in the blood and the oxygen delivery goes down with it. Oxygen deprivation, or what's called hypoxia, is basically the basic cause of cancer. When you have a part of the body deprived of enough oxygen, the cells have two choices. They can either die or they can turn cancerous, which means they don't use the oxygen because they're being deprived of it. They start using fermentation for energy. And that's why some people equate cancer with fungus, because that's the way the fungus works.
Right.
They use fermentation. So breathing too fast drops your CO2 levels, drops your oxygen. So I promote this little device from Russia. It's $50, called the Fravlov breathing device. I don't have one here because I'm not at home. It's a little thing you hold in your hand, has a little bit of water in it and a big tube. You breathe in through your nose and you breathe out through the machine and you blow bubbles. And the air going through the water puts the brakes on your breathing. I do this every morning. I've been doing it for 9 years. And it slows your breathing down. It slows your heart rate down. It calms you, relaxes you, and increases your oxygen. The problem with this is that it takes weeks, months, years to, unless you become a fanatic about it, and I'll explain that in a minute too. Bicarbonate is the instant antidote to fast breathing. Why? Because baking soda, you put a lemon in the glass, or if you don't put a lemon in the glass and you just drink it, you got the stomach acid, does the same thing as lemon. It turns bicarbonate into CO2. So in one day, you can take enough bicarbonate to get back your CO2 levels in the blood. And that's why it works so well in the ambulances, emergency departments, and ICU. There was a guy, I wrote about him in my book, Sodium Bicarbonate, Rich Man's Poor Man's Cancer Treatment, was the original title before my New York publisher changed it. And there was a guy, his name was Vernon Johnston. He had prostate cancer, had already spread to the bones, and he did two things perfectly. He took enough bicarbonate to get his urinary pH up to 8, morning, noon, and night. He'd wake up with a pH of 8. And he did something I could never do, and I never knew anybody else to do. He didn't have this little $50 machine, but he breathed consciously 4 hours a day. In 30 days, he went for a CAT scan. He had no bone cancer and no prostate cancer.
Wow.
So when we talk about CO2, it's a very powerful medicine.
Well, I was just about to say, and they're trying to reduce CO2, telling us that it's causing climate change. So if I'm not mistaken, Dr. Serkis, I'm just putting two and two together here. If we are going to actually be reducing CO2, not only is it not going to feed the plants, the animals out there, but it's also going to have devastating impacts on our health.
Well, in the atmosphere, the atmospheric level of CO2 would have a minimal effect on us.
Right.
Our breathing is what, of course, if the oxygen goes down, and which it is going down a little bit, that's going to affect us. But bicarbonate, you can. It's the cheapest thing in the world. You can buy it in every supermarket and pharmacy in the world. And it's instant acting. As I say, 24 hours, you can take enough, get you alkalize the body. And what does it mean? What does it mean to alkalize the body, to become more, you bring up your pH level? In physics, pH is a measurement of voltage. So when you take bicarbonate, your voltage of your cells goes up, energy. And also pH has everything to do with oxygen. The more acidic you are, the less oxygen your fluids and tissues can carry. So because it's all hydrogen ions. But when you take bicarbonate and you alkalize, you instantly increase oxygen. Again, this is why it works so well. And instantly, meaning you can be dying and you give yourself an IV of bicarbonate or injection. Don't have medicines that compete. Pharmaceuticals are poisons. They're mitochondrial poisons. They're 400 years with this philosophy, the dose makes the poison. And that's true. Aspirin is poison. Tylenol sends more people to the emergency room than anything else. But magnesium is not a poison. Bicarbonate is not a poison. Iodine is, these are nutritional substances that the body needs. So it's real medicine. I wouldn't even call it alternative medicine. What the doctors are, COVID has destroyed the integrity of the whole medical system. You can't trust doctors anymore. You can't trust the politicians
You
who are
couldn't
total
before either.
idiots.
You couldn't before
You
either. It's
could.
just obvious now.
Now it's obvious.
Yeah.
I wrote a book 20 years ago. The original title was Cry of the Heart. I changed it to The Terror of Pediatric Medicine. And it's all about vaccines. I knew this was coming. It still almost drove me crazy when they came out with these vaccines and seeing what was happening in the world. And I was prepared for it. I knew about it. I wrote about it. But to see it happen, to see, I mean, you know what
That's
I'm
it.
talking
I
about.
absolutely do. And I've known about the pharmaceutical industry for some time. My mother, unfortunately, wasn't familiar with the risks of vaccines when I was younger. And, I think I'm really suffering now for it. But, thank goodness I've learned that the pharmaceutical industry can't be trusted and I've taken control of my own health. But I think, for me, it was also that just I've known for decades about the plans for the New World Order. And then seeing it unfold, even though I knew that it was coming and I knew that it would be horrific, when you're a person that cares for humanity, which you are, Dr. Serkis, it is horrible watching it before your very eyes, and more so watching people fall for the lies and watching people fall for something that is going to harm or kill them. It's absolutely heartbreaking, and that's what we're seeing. And we're seeing people dying suddenly. We're seeing people with so many health issues, particularly 5 months after the injections. There are all these safety signals everywhere in the world, and yet people are still going and getting more boosters. Granted, not as many, but there are still people that are doing it. And I'm afraid. I'm afraid for them. I don't live in fear, but I'm afraid for them. Because if they don't learn the truth, they'll be one of these headlines, Dr. Circus.
Well, they injected about 5 billion people. 5 billion people have had at least one. I don't know how many have had two, three, four. I talked to a person today who's had five. Five.
Why did this? I'm interested to know. Why did this person go and get five? What did they say to you?
They didn't explain, but it's. I mean, even my mother is this way. There are people, I mean, it's brainwashing. We've been decades and decades of pharmaceutical. I'm the guy in the world who coined the term pharmaceutical terrorism. These are the real terrorists, and now we
Yes.
know it.
Yes,
And
absolutely.
as far as I'm concerned, history can't go forward until these people are brought to justice, tried, locked up, hung till dead, like in the Nuremberg trials. The head of Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson and Johnson. I mean, the list goes on. Last week, in this essay that I sent you tonight about myocarditis, and I published about it last week, the CDC, the Centers of Disease Control in the United States, did its own private study of vaccine damages with these COVID shots. And they kept it secret. There was a group of 10 million people they followed. They kept it secret, and a court order just made them release it. And it shows in this 10 million sample that 8%, 800,000 people, after their first shot, had to go to the hospital, and they covered it up. And at the end of the paragraph, I wrote, "Who should they shoot first? This Genghis Khan, Hitler, Stalin, these guys were playing around compared to what they're doing today. It's
Yes.
time." I've had to, I live a great life. I live at the end of the world. I have a fantastic family, a fantastic wife. Even then, it almost killed me. But now I've really toughened myself. And, I'm glad I live at the end of the world.
Well,
If
we're
I lived in China, I'd be dead already. If I lived in Europe or Australia, they would go after me like crazy. But in
Well,
Brazil is very nice.
Brazil is an interesting place right now with, with what's happening there. Many people protesting against the recent election results with Lula apparently winning against Bolsonaro, who the entire country loved. And so,
No, that's not true.
no.
No, Bolsonaro, it was still 50%, basically like America. 50% were in love with him, and 50% no.
Interesting.
No.
Interesting. A lot of us that are listening to an alternative media are hearing that, millions of people are on the streets protesting 27 days straight. I think it's 28 now.
True, 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 true. Well, they think Lula's going to turn the country into a communist state. He's a socialist, but he's a, I mean, I think he should, my wife thinks he should have retired. He's crazy to come back into being a president again. The Congress is Bolsonaro, so there's only so much he can do.
Lula's
But he's a
also a
real state.
convicted, he's a convicted criminal, 12 years. Lula.
Lula? Well, no, I wouldn't say that. Here's where it's really hard to believe what you read in the papers or journals or whatever. He was convicted and thrown in jail for owning a condominium, and that was it.
Right. For 12
I don't know
years?
the details. No, he was in jail for 2 years, 3 years, and then the Supreme Court let him out, and because it was, it's politics.
Well, his conviction for, if I'm not mistaken, his conviction was for 12 years, and then the Supreme Court did let him out.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that might
yes.
be true. Yeah.
Yes. All very, very interesting. Well, we're following the stories out of Brazil, and I've got people that reach out to me, and one particular gentleman that wrote to me, I'm very grateful. A whole history on what's happening in Brazil, and I believe Bolsonaro is going to challenge the election results, and we're following that situation closely to see what happens. But look, back to the main point of our conversation, which is the fact that people really need to take control of their own health. I don't believe that the pharmaceutical industry can be trusted, especially not after they've killed millions of people and are continuing to do so. And people really do need to look for alternative, no, let's not call it alternative, real medicine, as you said, and look for ways to really take charge of keeping themselves healthy and preparing for what is coming. There is no doubt that we will be facing energy shortages. They want to reduce our energy consumption. There is no doubt that we'll be facing food shortages. They want to control our food consumption. So all of these things right now, I believe that many of the things that you've spoken about today, Dr. Serkis, will be difficult to obtain later on. So I really encourage people again to head to your website. I'm going to bring it up on the screen one more time for the audience. It is drcircus.com. It's on the bottom of your screens as well. And I encourage people to have a look at all of the resources that you've put together. Thank you so much for all of your time today and for giving us all of this information. It's truly very valuable, Dr. Serkis.
Thanks for having me. It's been a pleasure.
This broadcast is brought to you by sponsors of the Stu Peters Network, Danette May and Mindful Health LLC, with Danette May's top superfood product from her Earth Echo Foods line, Cocoa Bliss. Nothing feels better than being able to enjoy rich, smooth, creamy chocolate and knowing that you're doing something good for your body. They use 100% organic cocoa beans that are naturally kissed by the sun, maintaining their miraculous health benefits. They then blend it with turmeric, MCT oil, coconut, Himalayan sea salt, cinnamon, and black pepper for the perfect blend. The result? A truly decadent, healthy, guilt-free chocolate which can remove your cravings, facilitate weight loss, boost your energy, and reduce inflammation with one simple drink. Not only that, it's also friendly to paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegan, and vegetarian diets. For the last 8 years, they've been a leader in the superfoods market and have served millions of customers worldwide. Get your money out of big chain products and switch to businesses that support independent media to keep getting the truth out. Available in the United States and in Australia, click the link in the description below and use promo code Maria for 15% off your order today. Well, people are always asking me for solutions, and of course I'm only one person, but I can tell people what I am doing to prepare, because I'm not going to shy away from the truth that the future that we're facing doesn't seem to be a very positive one at the moment, although great people all around the world are working very hard to change that. And I want to acknowledge all of their efforts. There are so many wonderful people. This network, Stu Peters, Dr. Jane Ruby, so many other people that are featured here, and the whole team that's involved in the production of all of these important shows to bring you the truth are crucial to waking up humanity and showing people what's really happening in this world. But part of the solution that I have implemented in my own life is preparing for what is coming. And a lot of people know that I talk a lot about prepping, a lot about long-term food storage. I'm actually also starting to get interested and involved and practice growing my own food as much as I possibly can, because I just simply don't trust what they're feeding us. And I want to have a supply for next year, because we're being warned that food shortages are coming. So first and foremost, I want to talk about Heaven's Harvest. They have long-term food storage, emergency long-life food, but also heirloom seeds that you can grow. You can dehydrate your foods and do long-term food storage with that stuff. It's great. The fruit actually tastes amazing when you do this. If you've never dehydrated fruit, you need to. But emergency survival food, heirloom seeds, water filtration and storage, so important to have your own water supply. And of course, gardening and survival resources. Use promo code Z with 3 E's for 10% off your order. Survival Supplies Australia is your one-stop shop for all of your survival needs if you are in Australia. As you can see, they have axes, machetes and saws, backpacks and bags, bushcraft gear, camping and hiking gear, a lot of emergency and survival gear. So please do head to them in the link in the description below if you are in Australia, as well as first aid kits and medical supplies. A lot of people don't think if times do get difficult, people have to maybe go to the bush, they will need first aid supplies and things like that. So please do consider that for you and your family. I've personally done it. And I think it's very, very crucial to start learning about living off the grid for every single one of us. As well as that, we know the financial system is going to collapse. They are collapsing it as we speak. And gold and silver and precious metals have truly lasted the test of time. I encourage everyone in Australia. We spoke about Gold Co. earlier in this broadcast for the United States. If you're in Australia, go to Gold Stackers. I use these people myself. They are wonderful. They're incredibly helpful. They can answer all of your questions. A lot of people may be a little bit reserved about putting large amounts of their money into precious metals. But the reality is that tomorrow, if they decide that the digits on your bank manager's screen mean nothing, then all of those huge amounts of funds that you have literally mean nothing. And one option that people really need to consider is converting some of that into lasting precious metals. When you look at things like, and I've considered this myself, when you look at things like, you know, robots, AI, gold and silver are used for building these technologies that they're planning on, really ramping up in the coming years. So I think that gold and silver and precious metals, as I said, that they've lasted the test of time. They've helped people in previous financial crashes. And I really do think that people should consider it. Again, link in the description below, or give them a call. If you're in Australia, let them know you've come from Z Media. They've promised they'll look after every single member of our audience, and they have stayed true to their word according to all of the reviews. So we are very, very grateful for them. And finally, last but not least, pray. This is a time where every single one of us needs to make a decision whether we stand with good or evil. And part of what will help you stay strong in that, no matter what comes at you, is prayer and trusting in God. And I never shy away from telling people that, because I truly believe that it is the most important answer. And the wisdom that we get from God tells us to prepare for the times that are coming ahead, because we don't shy away from the truth. It's going to be difficult. but I would be a liar if I hid that reality from you. So I hope that this broadcast and everything produced by Z Media and this network, the Stu Peters Network, is helpful to others to prepare for the days that are coming. But again, the time on this earth is very, very short, and we know that on the other side, greater things await. But let's do what we can to prepare ourselves physically, emotionally, spiritually, while we're here, and so that we're able to provide for others as well. And I believe that God will bless that attitude. I really do. Have an amazing day. Share this with everyone you know, and I'll see you again later on this week right here on Uncensored. Good night.